All right, good morning to you once again on the Super Bowl Sunday. It's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. So tonight is the big night when the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award is presented during the Super Bowl pregame festivities tonight. And this year's winner is J.J. Watt of the Texans.
And joining us this morning to talk about his father's legacy and the big award tonight is Jared Payton, the host of CLTV Sports Feed, sports anchor on the WGN News at 4, and of course you can be heard right here on WGN Radio. Happy Super Bowl Sunday to you, pal.
Hey, man, it's always good to be able to talk with you. A lot of stuff going on
yeah. On
Super Bowl Sunday.
Big day, big day. Well, here, as I was looking at this, last year you were in 75-degree weather doing this, and although you'll be indoors, it will be 7 degrees in Minnesota. How fun is that?
It's amazing to see the difference of how cold it is when you think about Chicago, and then you're, you know, in Minnesota, and you're like, holy cow, it's so much colder here than it is back at home. But you know what? Anytime that you get a chance to be able to go to a Super Bowl, sometimes you got to throw away the weather, and you just have to really chalk it up and think about the experience. So we're looking forward to everything that we get a chance to do this weekend in Minneapolis.
Well, it's such a great tradition for the Payton family, and of course, one of the greatest players in NFL history. Your father earned 9 Pro Bowl selections, MVP titles, Super Bowl, of course, and then several rushing records, all kinds of good stuff. 13 years with the Chicago Bears, one of the most respected guys in all of sports history, on the field and off the field.
Yeah, he really was. It's amazing to see over his playing career how much he was respected. And I think a lot of it comes from the hard work that he put into the game. And, you know, he sacrificed a lot. And I think as a 37-year-old, I search for greatness. And I try to look at all the people that I admire growing up. And the one thing that they all have in common is how hard they worked and that they had to sacrifice something to be that great. And when I look at my dad and what he did on the football field, I think it's just amazing to know that a guy from Jackson State, you know, came from Columbia, Mississippi, wasn't expected to do anything, and then came out to be arguably the greatest football player to ever play the game. And it's just a testament to all the work that he put into his craft.
There's still to this day such a pride when people wear a Payton jersey. And I'll tell you know, anytime I go to a game, anytime that I'm watching a game, Super Bowl Sunday, I've got my Payton jersey on. My 16-year-old son's got his Payton jersey on. I mean, it's lasted generations long after he left us.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that because for me, I just got chills just thinking about it because for us, after my dad passed in 99, we didn't know how long he was going to be remembered. You know, the internet was just up and coming. We didn't know about YouTube, and the internet is really kind of, and also people like you, they're teaching their kids about, you know, my dad and the history of football. That's how it lives on. And to be able to see the impact that he still has on the NFL now, it's just amazing. You go to a Bears game and you would think you knew nothing about football. You would go and go, who is this number 34 guy and why isn't he out on the football field? Because there's so many jerseys. Our family just loves to thank all the people in Chicago and around the world that keep my dad's legacy alive.
Well, and so does this NFL Man of the Year Award. Now, it's been around since 1970. Your father first won it in 1977. It's now named in his honor. So I think that's a great way, when you know you've got over 110 million people watching the Super Bowl, to see this award being given out. What is the criteria at this point, Jared, to be nominated even for this award?
Well, it's just really about, you know, not just what you're doing on the field, but what you do off the field, you know, having foundations, giving back in some shape or form to your community. And a lot of the guys, you know, this is the award that they truly want to win. I know, you know, every single year since they're doing the NFL honors, it's always been, oh, yeah, the MVP is cool, but the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award is what everybody is waiting for that night. So it's special, but it's all about being a good person off the field and giving back like my dad did. And I think that's what helps kind of cement your legacy. You know, when you talk about living forever, it's not what you just did on the field, but it's what you do off the field as well.
Absolutely. And there were dozens of award nominees. The final three ended up being Houston Texans linebacker J.J. Watt, Carolina Panthers tight end Greg Olsen, and Baltimore Ravens tight end Benjamin Watson. And these guys have risen to the top. And I think that's pretty cool that, you know, even to be a finalist is an honor in this award. Yeah.
It truly is. It's all three guys are very deserving of the award, and I mean, I would love for all of them to be able to win. And you know, sometimes some years we've seen you know, two winners like last year with Eli Manning and Larry Fitzgerald. But, you know, I think this year, whoever's going to win, it's going to be an interesting year to see who pulls it out. But, you know, for us, they're all winners in our book, and we just want them to continue to do the great things that they're doing on and off the field. And a lot of them, when you sit down and talk to them, it's like I feel like sometimes I'm talking to my dad with them because of how they think about things, you know, like how they see things off the football field.
Yeah.
That's amazing for us. And we have to just thank the NFL and Roger Goodell for really, honestly, you know, blowing this thing up and really making it a big deal, because a lot of times we see all the bad stuff that's going on in sports, and this award truly brings out the good in sports, and it's one of those things that our family is just truly honored to be a part of.
Yeah, I was going to say, your mom, Britt, you hit the field in the pregame. That experience has to be surreal, just looking around you and knowing every time you do this, where you are and what you're doing. How cool, man.
Well, yeah, this year a little bit different. We'll be on the football field hanging out. I'm not sure yet, but I might have a speaking part, so I'll be speaking to a bunch of millions of people as well. So
that's cool.
Not nervous, looking forward to it, and you know, for our family, every single year, this is a highlight, and we look forward to this, and we look forward to just being together as a family through the process, and it's always really fun, and I look forward to kind of seeing how this thing shakes out.
Before I let you go, Patriots-Eagles, what's your thoughts on tonight's game?
I'm going to definitely go with Tom Brady and the Patriots. It's hard to go against them. They've been there before. They did that, done this, they did that. So we'll just have to go with them. But if the Eagles would win, I would feel so happy for Eagles fans.
Yeah, me too. Really, I really would. Yeah, first time.
They are deserving. And I kind of wish that Carson Wentz was playing, because I think that would be this whole entire game just a little bit different with the dynamics of his run-pass option, that offense that they run.
Well, very cool. Over 110 million people of you will be watching the Super Bowl tonight, and catch the pregame where Connie Jarrett and Brittany Payton will be on hand to present the Walter J. Payton NFL Man of the Year Award. Have a great time tonight, buddy.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Top stories are next on 720 WGN.